Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get 100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code RTFP to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Power Rankings Tuesday presented by DraftKings, America's number one rated sports book app. All right, listen. This is a truly unique Power Rankings Tuesday. Just got to get that out of the way right now. Here's why. I got to wake up at 4 a.m. to fly to Utah tomorrow morning for Utah State Air Force Thursday night. Don't want you guys to have to wait till tomorrow night for your podcast. But tonight, obviously, I'll be doing Eagles pregame and then watching the Eagles. So we're doing the Power Rankings before we see the Eagles-Seahawks, which is about to go off, and before Steelers-Ravens Tuesday night. Now, I don't think anything will happen materially in either one of those games that would greatly affect the Power Rankings, but that's okay. If they do, I'll just adjust it next week. And, of course, on Wednesday's Ross Tucker Football Podcast, after I talk with Andrew Brandt, I will be able to break down both those games in depth, of course. Eagles, Seahawks, Steelers, Ravens. You'll have a pretty good idea where I'm at with those teams, how I feel about those teams. But I want to make sure you get my thoughts on the other 28 teams, which for most of you is your team, Tuesday morning. This will actually be in your app after midnight, Monday night. So early Tuesday morning, you guys will all have it up, ready to go, and ready to listen to me talk about your team just a little bit, a little flavor for your team. There has been some movement, by the way. We will have a Spread the Word winner this week. We will have a sponsor confirmation email winner this week. We will give a YouTube shout out this week, which is those cameo style videos that people cannot get enough of. People keep hiring me to do these cameo videos, which I love. It's $25. It's funny. It takes me 45 seconds to record a video to make fun of your buddy, your fantasy team. You beat your buddy in fantasy or whatever. I'll gladly roast him in a cameo video. Hit me up. But that's also what you can get for free if you just comment on our youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL page. We also need to give a shout out today to James McGaughey. I don't know. It's McCaughey. Any thoughts on that, Brian? McCaughey?
Yeah, I think so. I think you hit it.
Wow. You're a coward, dude. You're a coward. You won't even attempt it. You won't even give your thoughts on how to pronounce it because you're worried it'll sound bad or you'll be wrong.
No, you know what? I think it's McCaughey, but I think he spelled it wrong.
You think he spelled his own name wrong?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly right. It's McCaughey. There's only one G. It shouldn't be two, so.
Okay, that would be interesting. People spelling their own names wrong. Hey, we'll take anybody as a listener or as a YouTube subscriber or as a new patron, patreon.com/RTmedia, even people that spell their names wrong. All right, so there is no really big show. The whole thing's just the power rankings. You know the deal about sponsor confirmation emails. You know the deal about spread the word winner. YouTube, you know that I love, a lot of you like to become patrons now because you want to see our even money bets. I love it. We post them there for you. I also love Power Rankings Tuesday. Let's do it.
It's time for the all-important Power Rankings. The worst team in the history of the NFL is...
And it may actually be the worst team in the history of the NFL, not just this week, but once again, number 32, the New York Jets.
Well, they got a shot. I mean, they are on pace, as they say, to be winless. It's hard to picture them getting a win at this point. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. Worst team I ever was on was 5-11, and that was a miserable environment, miserable experience. It's not fun when you look 5-11, 6-10. Those are bad years, and yet still way better than what the Jets are doing. And like I said on Monday's Ross Tucker Football Podcast, such a bad look for Darnold that he can't put up more than 3 points, even when he had all those receivers.
Number 31, the Cincinnati Bengals.
So they've dropped only one spot. I guess I would drop them more, but I can't drop them below the Jets. So with Burrow out, they really only dropped one spot. Although, you know what? I had dropped them a bunch last week when I knew that Burrow was out. So I already dropped them for the Finley factor. And now since the Jags showed a little bit of life, I'm going to put the Jags ahead of the Bengals.
Number 30, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Well, as like I said, Mike Glennon gave him a little bit of a spark. They had some guys making plays, Tyler Eifert, Colin Johnson, James Robinson's good at running back. They actually, I feel like, have some decent pieces. I mean, I guess you could say the Jets do and the Bengals do as well, but Jags are one of these positions where that'd be a good GM job to have because they got so many draft picks coming up the next few years.
Number 29, the Detroit Lions.
So they dropped a couple spots. That was an embarrassing performance against Houston on Thanksgiving. Although I do think getting Patricia out of there, everybody will take a deep breath. I think that might be better now. And they'll get Kenny Galladay and DeAndre Swift back soon.
28, the Dallas Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys? Boy, that was really poor on Thanksgiving. I had to drop them three spots. Just when you think that the Cowboys are going to go ahead and actually, hey, they were impressive. They beat the Vikings. They got a chance to be competitive with Andy Dalton. But, wrong.
27, the Denver Broncos.
I have no idea how the Broncos moved up two spots, losing 31-3. And yes, I know, I'm aware that I'm the one that does the power rankings. I guess it's because I wanted to drop the Cowboys and Lions below them because they were that bad on Thanksgiving. So, the Broncos lost by a lot. They had no real quarterback. So there you go.
26, the Philadelphia Eagles.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! So they're playing tonight. So the only thing I'll say about them is it sounds like Hurts will play more. Very interested to see what exactly that means. If it's just premeditated series or Wentz gets benched if he struggles. And then they've got a new O-line configuration. Mailata at left tackle. Peters right guard. I'm fascinated by that. So a lot going on tonight for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Number 25, the Los Angeles Chargers.
Go, Chargers, go. I think the Chargers are going to be a pretty nice head coaching spot. I can't imagine Anthony Lynn keeps his job. And I think a coach is going to say, wait a minute, I got Justin Herbert on the cheap for the next few years? That sounds good to me. And oh, by the way, I've got Joey Bosa locked up long-term, Keenan Allen, Austin Eckler locked up long-term, Melvin Ingram. I mean, they got some Derwin James coming back from injury. Chargers have some pieces, including the most important one by far, which is an awesome, young, cheap quarterback.
Number 24, it's the Washington football team.
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Washington, give them credit. Antonio Gibson, Ron Rivera has those guys playing. Alex Smith isn't screwing it up. And they've got as good a chance as anybody in that division.
Number 23, it's the Chicago Bears.
Dropping precipitously every week now. I mean, that was an abomination against the Packers. There will be changes in Chicago after this year. I think their schedule softens up a little bit now, but you can't lose whatever it is, five in a row, and you can't get smoked like that against the Packers. Can't happen.
Number 22, the Houston Texans.
Very curious to see how strong they finish the rest of this year and whether or not that means that Romeo Crennel, I don't think they would give Romeo Crennel the full-time job. I mean, he's like mid-70s at this point. I highly doubt they would do that, almost no matter how well the Texans finish.
21, the Carolina Panthers.
Really bad loss for them. I should probably drop them even more. You know, I guess I'm giving them credit for being competitive in that game a week after they had beaten the Lions 20-0. But that was a very winnable game for Carolina. And that would have been big to win two in a row again and feel better about yourself like that.
Number 20, the San Francisco, or do we call them the Phoenix 49ers?
Unbelievable, right? We didn't really even talk that much about that yesterday. There's like a Santa Clara County ordinance. Not allowed to have any sports in Santa Clara County. So they're going to play in Phoenix. I guess they have to leave because they have to be able to practice somewhere. So, yeah, I don't know. They got to be able to practice somewhere, and they're not allowed to practice in Santa Clara either. So I don't exactly know what they're doing. Kudos to those guys for mentally overcoming that and finding a way to go ahead and say, you know what? We are going to band together and we're going to get a win. We're going to play for each other and we're going to get a win. I love it almost as much as I love my Raycon wireless earbuds. Let me just tell you, this is the gift you should get somebody. This is the gift. Raycon wireless earbuds. There's so, look, what are you going to do? Gift card for somebody, concert tickets. There's so many things you can't do this year. Get them something, you know, for social distancing and staying at home, seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise isolating fit. You can start listening right out of the box and keep listening for hours. Raycon's being generous for the holidays. So on top of their everyday great prices, they're offering my listeners, you guys, 15% off right now. Go to buyraycon.com/Tucker today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Tucker. Buyraycon.com/Tucker.
And I've got my Raycons right here. Number 19, the Atlanta Falcons.
Very impressive performance by the Falcons. They deserve all of the credit that comes their way. They demolished the Raiders. Most people are focusing on the Raiders part of it. But listen, it's not just about the Raiders turnovers. The Falcons played pretty well without Todd Gurley, without Julio Jones. Give the Falcons some credit. 4-2 under Raheem Morris. Really should be 5-1 if it weren't for the brain fart by Todd Gurley.
Number 18, the New York Giants.
The G-Men was not overly impressive against Cincinnati. Defense played well, like I suspected they would. I think they're going to have a bit of an issue now if Daniel Jones is out. Cole McCoy, I think, is like the oldest player on the Giants. Man, that makes me feel old. Yet another reason, yet another thing that makes me feel old. But I do think the Giants will still be up there. What a world. Colt McCoy and Alex Smith are the quarterbacks of the two teams leading in the NFC East. What a world. What a year. Crazy. Anyway, their defense will keep them in every game.
Number 17, the New England Patriots.
You know, we have three teams in a row where I didn't really move them at all. Giants won, but I don't know, didn't really merit moving up. The Patriots won. Cam Newton was not good. They were not really overly impressive. kudos to them for gutting out a win and finding a way to get that goal line stand against the Cardinals, but doesn't really make me feel all that differently, to be honest with you, about the New England Patriots.
Number 16, the Minnesota Vikings.
The Minnesota Vikings. Bry, do it.
Nah, you already did it. I don't need to do it.
Do it, Bry.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Yes. Yes. I love when I make you do stuff. That was awesome. And that was good. You went for that, Bry. You sold the Minnesota Vikings. You went after it. I loved it. I also love that comeback win by the Vikings. Kudos to Mike Zimmer and that group. Look, you give up two back-to-back defensive touchdowns, back-to-back snaps. That's pretty darn impressive if you're able to battle back from that and still get a victory like they did. So kudos to the Vikings, their resilience. They're not out of this thing, man. They're still kind of hanging around. They're hanging around. Where are they? Five wins, okay? So they're not that far behind Arizona and Tampa. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, the Niners and Vikings are kind of hanging around.
Next, it's number 15, the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, so I dropped them three spots. Very disappointing performance. Not a very mature performance by them. And you can say penalties or turnovers or whatever, but that might be the game that cost them the playoffs.
Number 14, the Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins number one. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. They've got a quarterback controversy on their hands. Look, Fitzpatrick gives them a better chance to make the playoffs. He just does. That's reality. So the Dolphins have to understand and decide what they want to do. Do they want to get Tua some more experience for 2021? No problem with that. But you're not giving these guys as good of a chance to make the playoffs. You want to play Fitz to make the playoffs this year? Okay. I think I would play Tua because I don't really see what it does for you. Even if you make the playoffs, you're not like going places in the playoffs. And you got to get two of those reps. But I suppose there's another argument to be had.
Number 13, the Arizona Cardinals.
Two rough games in a row. Both of them were winnable, too. You know what? That's the football gods basically saying you guys were lucky as H-E double hockey sticks to win against the Bills. Although it wasn't really luck. It was unbelievable play by DeAndre Hopkins. But you guys are fortunate to be able to be in this position to beat the Bills. So now karma's going to go against you a little bit. Had you ever heard that before, Bry?
That what? Karma's going to go against you?
No. H-E double hockey sticks.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I never heard of that till my wife said it one time, and it's like from her family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can we move on?
We can.
All right. Number 12, the Baltimore Ravens.
So who knows? I mean, they're playing tomorrow night. Who knows how that game will go? They're missing a ton of guys. I don't even know how you rate them in a power rankings right now.
Number 11, the Tampa Bay Bucks.
And they're kind of steadily dropping, huh? Well, I know they made that score look better, but they didn't look that good. I mean, the score didn't look that bad at the end. They covered the spread for those of you that are inclined in those kind of things. But, man, I don't know. They are just off. That's the best way to describe the Bucks right now. They're just a little off. I don't think Arians done a very good job with Tom Brady in that system at all. Not at all.
Number 10, the Indianapolis Colts.
So the Colts, hard to judge them too much on this one game because they were without the three guys, Okereke, Danico Autry, and DeForest Buckner. But that was a butt-whooping, man. I mean, they got their you-know-what's handed to them, and so I don't know when all those guys are coming back. Hopefully for them soon because their offense isn't great. They need their defense to play a heck of a lot better than it did on Sunday against the Titans.
Number 9, the Cleveland Browns.
You know, it's crazy how often people are mentioning the Browns' schedule when I tweet about them and I say the Browns are 8-3, like, please be quiet. We're talking about the Cleveland Browns. They got a great chance to make the playoffs. The Cleveland Browns. I think the last time they did that was 2002, 18 years. I don't care about their schedule. And by the way, they got to play the Steelers twice, Ravens twice. I would stop talking about their schedule. They beat the Colts, who are top 10 in my power rankings. So zip it. Zip it good.
Number 8, the Tennessee Titans.
The Tennessee Titans. No, doesn't really have the quite the same. The Tennessee Titans. No. Dude, Arthur Smith is so legit. Their offensive coordinator. Titans fans enjoy him. I don't think he's going to be there all that much longer. You know what he is, Bri?
What?
Too legit. Too legit to quit. Hey, hey. Too legit. Too legit to quit. Hey, hey. Too legit. Yeah, you see why you got to watch YouTube. Bri and I are going 2L, 2L. But not L like loser. Too legit. Too legit. Too legit to quit. Now, Bri, that was MC Hammer, right?
Yes.
Were you in college then?
I was, yeah.
Was that like the song when you guys, like for me, I was 12. So that was like, you know, when you're like at a sixth grade dance. Was that like, did you guys love that song in college?
Not really, but it was there. I mean, I didn't love it, but you know, you got to imagine it was also the same time, right, as the alternative kind of grunge Seattle music like Pearl Jam and Nirvana came out. So we were more listening to that kind of stuff than MC Hammer. But I appreciate it.
So funny. Yeah, anyway, Arthur Smith, their offensive coordinator, is legit. And the Titans just need to get a little bit better on defense to have that chance to, like, make a run in the postseason.
Number 7, the Seattle Seahawks.
Not much to say. They're about to play.
Number 6, the Los Angeles Rams.
Well, I said this yesterday. It's a really bad loss. I still think they have a good team. The Niners have their number for whatever reason, and they cannot beat them, and that is rough, very rough for the Rams. That's a loss that feels like it'll come back to haunt them later on with positioning. By the way, speaking of positioning, I have positioned myself to be one of the guys that tells you about the National Lacrosse League and Fanatics. So number one, lacrosse is an awesome sport. I wish my high school had it. I would have played it in the spring. Number two, the gear for the National Lacrosse League, the NLL, is awesome. And Fanatics is the official shop for all of it. So I got to get some gear for the holidays. That's a great gift, actually, for my nephew, Tucker, my nieces, Caroline and Whitney, the Lamanas. They're all really into lacrosse. So I can get them stuff for the Philadelphia Wings, my squad, or the Calgary Roughnecks because the logo is awesome. It looks like a lumberjack. Fanatics is the only place to buy official National Lacrosse League fan gear. Do what I did. Get yours in time for the upcoming season. Save 25% when you use my promo code Ross at shopnll.com/Ross. Promo code Ross to get 25% off. shopnll.com/Ross, promo code Ross.
Number 5, the Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills? Yeah, I mean, look, they didn't even play great. They turned it over a bunch, still won by 10. Got the running game going, got the defense going. I like it. I like it. And they got to get John Brown back, get John Brown healthy. I think he's on IR for at least 3 weeks. Get him healthy. They're a different team with him. But I like that they can still win by double digits and show that they can win different ways.
Number 4, the Green Bay Packers.
Well, here's the deal. They either look unbelievable, like unstoppable, or they lose. It seems like there's nothing in between for the Green Bay Packers at this point. It's either MVP level Aaron Rodgers out of his mind or what's going on with them. They're losing by a lot or they're losing to somebody. There's no middle ground for the Packers. If they won a close game all year, doesn't see. Oh, I guess the Jacksonville game, but you know what I mean.
Number three, the New Orleans Saints.
They are winning. I mean, Taysom Hill, it kind of does remind me of that one Broncos Tim Tebow year. They're not, I mean, he obviously throws the ball a lot better than Tebow, but they're not sort of winning pretty. He's not putting up huge numbers, but good enough. And I think they just knew the Broncos weren't going to be able to score on them with their situation, and they wanted to run the clock a lot as well and get out of that game without many injuries and just pound it and get the game over with probably.
Number two, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wow, this is like 6 weeks in a row that's been Steelers 1, Chiefs 2. And I think you saw in that Bucs game both reasons, both logic as to why you could go Steelers or Chiefs number one. Because the Chiefs were so dominant in the first half, you're like, oh my gosh, I got to put them number one on my power rankings. And then the second half, they let the Bucs come back. You're like, eh, no, they still have some issues. So that was a good example of the Chiefs and their issues.
Russ's number one team, which is totally meaningless, but it's fun and will get many of you incredibly annoyed, is...
Well, you kind of spoiled it. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers, number one.
I think most people would have guessed that since they haven't lost. And by using their powers of deduction, that it's the only team left. So Steelers, not much to say. They got a very good team. We will see what happens Tuesday night. Other than that, shout-outs are in order for, of course, Pizza Boy Brewing, DynastyFreaks.com, Sportaculture, and SteakhouseSports.com. Of course, Vision Comics with an X. We will have the Even Money Podcast, Fantasy Feast Podcast, and Andrew Brandt on the Business of Sports tomorrow on Wednesday. Three podcasts for you here from the Ross Tucker Podcast Network. I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.